Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. For this first one, you're going to want to find a small toy, maybe a stuffed animal, that you can use for sharing. This first one is called All Take Turns. And so if there's someone else in the room, you can share it with someone in the room to practice taking turns.
All take turns with my airplane. I'll take turns with you. All take turns with my tricycle, for Jesus wants me to. With you. I'll take turns when I'm sliding, for Jesus wants me to.
When someone is building a tower with blocks, is it kind to knock it down? No. Let's practice being kind by helping each other. Let's sing Be Kind from The Home Place. It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question number one. When God called Abraham to leave his home and to serve him, did he say yes or no?
Yes.
He said yes to God. He was willing to leave his good things behind to obey God. Question number two. When Abraham and Lot had to choose where to live, did Abraham choose first because he was older, or did he let his nephew, who was younger, choose first?
Nephew?
Yes, he let his nephew choose first. He was being unselfish. And question number three. When we let others go first, or when we share our best things, does that make Jesus sad or happy?
Happy.
Happy, of course. When we are unselfish, it makes God happy. Our lesson today is The Unselfish Goose. Psalms 50, verse 11.
I know all the birds of the mountains.
Have you ever seen a mommy and daddy goose swimming with their babies?
Yeah.
What are baby geese called? They're called goslings. And what do geese sound like?
Honk, honk.
Yes, that's right. The babies are called goslings, and the mommy and daddy are so proud of them. We can learn a lot from geese. The daddy goose, he's called a gander, stays with the same mommy goose all his life. God's plan was for all mommies and daddies to always love each other and stay together too. Sometimes a goose and gander are together for 25 years. If something happens to their mate, the goose or the gander is sad. They might not even look for another mate. They just feel bad for the one who was lost. The goose and gander take very good care of their goslings. Is there someone who takes really good care of you? Yes, I'm sure your mommy or daddy or maybe a grandparent or somebody else. Every year, the goose families take a trip south. They want to be warm in the winter. But if one of the goslings, little babies, get sick and can't fly, the mommy or daddy will stay behind with it It is not safe to stay behind. They might even freeze to death. But they love their gosling so much that they won't leave it. They're willing to risk their life to stay with their little one. Groups of geese are called gaggles. That's a funny name. They fly together in a big V shape so that flying is easier. The goose in the front has to work the hardest. They're the leader. So the geese take turns being the leader. That way, no goose gets too tired. How can you help your brother or sister?
Tell.
Share your toys. Geese are very unselfish. They help each other, even when it's hard. Jesus wants you and me to be unselfish and think of others, just like the geese. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse is Genesis 12, verse 2. I will bless you. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
I will bless you, bless you, bless you. I will bless you. Genesis 12, 2. I will bless you, bless you, bless you. I will bless you. Genesis 12, 2.
I'm glad you joined us again today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and then we'll have a new one out the first day of the next week. Let's have prayer. Let's close our eyes and pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for helping the geese help each other when they're flying. Help me to be unselfish. Help me to help others even when it's hard, because I know you'll bless me. In Jesus' name, amen. Our last song is Happy, Happy Home. Every time we sing the word happy, you stand up, and as soon as you're done saying happy, you sit back down. Let's try it. Happy, happy home. The scripture song recording was used with permission from thehomeplace.org. You can order the full CD of scripture songs and little lessons from their website. The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.